What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Scumbag here. What up, man?
What up, scumbag? I guess I'm also a scumbag, brother. We all scumbag. Skip, you're a copacetic scumbag.
Solid.
Thank God it's 5 days left till Christmas, kinfolk. People are at the malls last minute shopping and scrambling and scumbagging like Tony Romo in the fourth quarter, throwing money away at shiggity that's going to be half price the next day, y'all. Contender number one, Tony Romo, a.k.a. Mr. Throw It Away, a.k.a. The Gifter. Last Sunday, Green Bay was down by 23 points and ended up winning a game against the Cowboys because the Ron Burgundy of football had his regular fourth quarter relapse and threw an interception. Contender number two, my Washington Redskins, who played the Cowboys on this Sunday. Now, that's all we want for Christmas is a Washington win. We know we're 3-11, but beating the Cowboys will make us Redskins fans feel like we're 14-0. We don't care who quarterback. And the brother, the cousin, hell, you can get D.C. Mayor Man for Life, Mary, and buy a crack at it. Just so we could talk shiggity to the Cowboy fans, especially to all the Cowboy fans in D.C. who suffer from NBD. Yep, never been to Dallas. Redskins, you have one more chance to get this right, or you're going to be my Bama for life. You scumbag. Contender number three, A&E. Y'all know the network that shows Duck Dynasty? Yep, A&E suspended Father Duck, Phil Robinson, over an interview he did. Now, he said some anti-gay stuff, which is Phil's religious beliefs. Now, A&E knew that. They knew it when they hired him, but they suspended him indefinitely. Now, Duck Dynasty make A&E so much money, they're going to have Phil back with his beard dyed the same color as the gay pride flag. Did y'all know the family say they're not doing the show without Father Duck?
Yep.
Them duckers are crazy. Can you imagine if that was a black family and it was the Chicken Dynasty, Sybil? And Papa Chicken said some shiggity that jeopardized the show? Oh, they would have replaced them like Terrence Howard in the Iron Man. Oh, the Jacksons would have got rid of Joe Jackson quicker than an ass-whooping, Sybil. Contender number four, Suge Knight. Suge Knight said, don't call him an African-American. Call him an N-word. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if Suge suffered some kind of concussion when he got his ass knocked out, but I'm sure the N-word was all he remembered when people were standing over him. Yep, they weren't saying, that African-American got knocked the fuck out. He suffers from a condition, Sybil, called delusional cerebral contusions, which causes asinine statements. Contender number five, Dennis Rodman. You're going to keep on going to North Korea hanging out with Kim Jong-un until you find your ass in a worm in the bottle of tequila bottle. Oh, Kim Jong-un gives the new word to uncle, don't he? Uncle, contender number six, Adrian Broner, who self-proclaimed himself the next Mayweather. But he looked more like December weather when he got caught by Medina in his welterweight match. When Medina took his belt like a security guard from Barney's, y'all. Yep, he was the next big thing. But after that fight, his stocks are best described by the Warren Buffett of hypnosis, Lenny Moore.
All the way down.
South African interpreter wife. You are the Bama of the week. Week. Well, the South African interpreter who was fake signing at Mandela Memorial was admitted to a psychiatric hospital after he went there for a checkup, and they told him to check in. First of all, who goes to a psychiatric hospital for a checkup if your ass ain't crazy already? He was supposed to have a checkup on the day of the memorial, but his wife, get this, postponed it because he got the call for the interpreter job the day before.
Right.
Right.
She wanted him to work. Women are the same way all over the world. She drove him crazy.